Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Nicole Doshi,
you guys met prior to the podcast.
I knew we met.
Yeah, we met at a party.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah.
I just wanted to put Gabe on the floor and just, you know.
Wait.
So I have a pimp. Literally. It's right out there.
There's a Chinese pimp. Let's do a segment right now where
we're going to put the AirPod in your ear.
We're going to stimulate a date, right?
Okay, and a date.
Yeah, in Chinese.
你亲我一下可以吗？
Oh my god!
How's that?
Yeah, pretty good,
Oh, that's what I asked for, I didn't even know what I asked.
你可以亲我的鸡鸡行吗？ 你可以亲我的鸡鸡?
Yeah, of course.
Right now.
Are we gonna do it?
Hey, what's going on?
You should ask really bitter questions.
Do you usually get nervous on set?
Oh no, why is it? I can never get nervous about this. Oh. But I get nervous about lines.
Okay, so this episode, the extra raunchy scenes are gonna be on the Fan House. I cannot show this on YouTube, so go check that out on Fan House.
Did you guys wanted to have some fun tonight?
Oh yeah.
Anywho. All right, let's start the podcast off. We are here today with Nicole Doshi, and this is actually a guest that that Gabe brought on because you guys met prior to the podcast.
Yeah.
So why don't how did you guys
how
meet?
How did we meet?
I don't know. Can we talk?
Yeah, we can talk.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we met at a sex party.
Okay. All right. Well, how about let's try to. So this is the beginning of the video. Let's do a couple. These for you two, right? So let's dance around the word.
Love party.
Yes, a love making party. Yes.
A love making party.
A passionate, playful party.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes passionate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys met there. How did it go down? Give me the play-by-play.
He's pretty hot. We talked. Mm-hmm. And when he looked me in the eyes, when he speak, it just turns me on. Mm. But we didn't...
Do anything?
Making love or...
Did you guys
anything.
Like make love with the lips?
It made me sad.
Not yet. No, we didn't.
We really didn't.
No.
Wow.
Why not? Because
I was really careful, you know, because I had a shoe on the second day.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess up the makeup?
No, I was trying not get to, you know.
You were just staying with people that, like, you knew prior were, like, good and, like, familiar people, not just random people, right?
Not random people.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not even the people that I know.
Yeah, because you got to be careful for work and stuff.
Yeah, because I have a shoe on the second day. I don't want it to catch anything.
Right.
That's why I didn't do anything. But really deep in my heart, I really wanted to.
Yeah. You have any shoes coming up?
I just wanted to put Gabe on the floor and just, you know.
Wait.
Yeah, all that just from looking at me? I like that.
Yeah?
I would have liked that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't have any shoes coming up.
Wait, you didn't get tested?
No, I did.
Okay, good.
You did get tested.
Did you get tested?
Did I get
tested? Am I having...
Hey, hold on. I didn't get tested. No, I didn't know.
Maybe part two.
I wasn't informed of the vibes, but now I am.
Yeah, he didn't want to assume, you know. I don't want to.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty open minded.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to get comfortable with Gabe first before,
because
I just met you today, right? So why don't you give the people a little bit of background of who you are and what?
Where
you
do I look?
Huh?
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Background.
Or you can just talk to me. Talk to me. This is more so like a podcast. So you talk to me.
Okay.
If you want to, if you want to tell the people something,
like specifically,
or you want to give a look at the camera, or whatever. But generally, it's to Jimmy.
A little detail about myself.
Yeah, a little background.
Okay, so I coming from China. Mm-hmm. I born and raised in China, mm-hmm. in a very small town called Qingdao. It's in Shandong Province.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's by East Coast. We eat a lot of seafood growing up, and in my city, what's most popular is the beer. Mm-hmm. It's called Qingdao beer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I grew up drinking that.
Okay. So when did you move to the U.S.?
about 9 years ago now.
Okay. Yeah. What were you doing at the time? Was it for school? Was it for work? Like, what was it for?
Yeah, at the beginning it was for school.
For school? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In New York?
No, in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah, you're shocked. I'm shocked,
yeah.
too.
Was it just by yourself, or was it?
It was just by myself, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, at the time, I had a boyfriend. He was applying the school for me, uh-huh. With me uh-huh. for the same school.
Like a boyfriend you had in China?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like in school. So right. we apply the same university in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But he got rejected 3 times. So he just gave up.
Yeah.
So I just came to Nebraska by myself.
Ooh.
Huh?
Damn. Yeah. But in my mind, Nebraska was really nice. Because I've never been to America. Nebraska was the first city I land on.
Mm. That's a different first city.
I know.
Most people are like New York, LA, Texas.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of
nowhere.
We've never been to Nebraska.
So what was the school? University of Nebraska? That was the...
Yeah.
Got you. And what were you studying at the time?
Business.
Just business?
Just business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was... So how were you like in college?
I didn't... No.
Were you a sexual person? Were you a lovemaking?
In college, they didn't give me the chance, you know? I didn't even make it to that part, so I just gave up but bought myself a one-way ticket to New York.
Oh,
for some fun?
I couldn't last in Nebraska. It was so different than China.
Yeah.
Is there anybody like super wholesome there? Or like nobody wants to get crazy and stuff?
I'm sure there's like frat parties. Did you go to the frat parties?
No. What's that? I've never been to a frat party? Yeah, really. Like people farting?
Frat party. Yeah, yeah. Frat is like a group of guys. You know, like football players and stuff?
Yeah.
Like the jocks? It's kind of like a group in college where it's like a bunch of guys that are in a frat. And then they throw parties. They like...
There's also people?
Yeah, there's also like a girl version called a sorority. It's like a house of girls. Okay. And it's like a bunch of hot girls. And the guys, and then they all party together. And then they do all the things together and stuff, so.
I guess I missed on my chance.
Missed out.
I missed it.
That was a good era.
If I know that, I would have stayed.
You would have stayed. It was in Nebraska, it probably would have been all white dudes. Like big,
yeah.
bulky white guys.
White people, they're pretty racist.
Oh, in Nebraska?
Nebraska,
I can't imagine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially as an immigrant going in there, like you can't speak English.
I speak a little bit. I can get myself around it, but I can't have a deep conversation.
I'm guessing since you got rejected, did you guys break up at that point? Since you got rejected from school?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my god, you're so useless. Right. You can't even get accepted for university. Serious?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sure.
No, that's just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we broke up.
Big shout out to HelloFresh for sponsoring this week's podcast. With HelloFresh, ingredients travel from the farm straight to your doorstep, and they're pre-portioned, so it makes the entire cooking process very, very simple. Changing seasons means changing taste, and with 30 plus weekly recipes to choose from, HelloFresh has something for everybody. Customize your meals by swapping proteins or sides, or upgrading to choice proteins, or adding protein to a vegan meal. You know what? I'm just gonna take you guys along a little cooking session with me. We got a little HelloFresh package. Tonight, we're gonna make the red hot cheddar turkey burgers. We got your buns, red hot seasoned potatoes. It's got instructions. Jimmy the chef. Prep and make sauce. I swear I'm not stupid. We got a ground turkey. We need some avocado oil in this bitch. These are the patties I've made. Look at them burgers sizzling. Voila. We're gonna let that cook for a little bit. All right, we're almost done with the meal. I'm sure they taste amazing. Let's try. Let's do a little taste test. Delicious. I'm saying, with a nice body comes healthy options. So HelloFresh does the job for you. And that's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So go to HelloFresh.com/DownBadShow65 for 65% off plus free shipping. So then you moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you continue your business degree, or did you, what did you do?
No.
Uh-huh.
I went straight to work.
What's work?
My first job was in a Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
A barista.
Yeah.
Cute little barista. I can see it.
Yeah, but I got fired on the same day. Because yeah. I keep making wrong drinks.
So I order pumpkin spice and give you like mint.
Because you couldn't understand the orders?
No,
at the time?
I don't understand because I just keep grabbing the wrong thing. Oh. Yeah. Because it's not meant to be. I'm good at something else.
Right.
So I grab another thing.
So they fired you the same day.
Same day, yeah.
Same day. How many drinks were wrong?
Oh, I made a lot of drinks. It just all wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah, and client keep complaining, and they have to remake the drink, give to them, and we have to drink the wrong drink, you know, because they can't just dump it.
Yeah. So you gotta drink it.
Yeah. I feel like it tastes pretty good. I don't know why those people don't like it.
Not the one that they ordered.
No, it still tastes good. They should just take it.
Yeah, they should leave. Just take it, you know? No.
Okay, so the barista thing didn't work out. Now, what was next? What's job number two?
A massage parlor.
Ooh. Okay. Like a Thai massage parlor or just like regular one?
Regular one.
Okay. I think I saw you post. She posted like a video of her like, or you're talking about you giving out like tickets to people to come to your massage parlor?
Yeah, business card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I give, this business card has my phone, not really my phone number on it. It's kind of like a business phone number on it with my name. So I just hand it out and ask people, you know, if you want a massage, just come to me.
Okay. Do you say it just like that?
I said, hey, sir, do you want a massage for me? On the street.
On the street?
I'm clearing my schedule. I'm going.
At the point, I didn't...
just a massage, of course.
At the time, I didn't think, like, I'm going to offer something else. It just pure massage in my head. But yeah. I thought if I had cue, then people would come.
Yeah. So
that's how I started.
So you started giving these massages.
Did you know about the like happy ending like theory?
No, I didn't know what it happens.
Yeah, in China, we just get massages, bro.
I don't know.
I think here in New York, they saw you giving massages. They're like,
she's definitely doing something else.
At these massage parlors, what was your first massage that turned a little bit, you know, X-rated, wink, wink.
Like, guy asked me to jerk them off.
Oh, like he was hard?
He was hard, yeah. No, at beginning, I was just giving, like, real massage.
Yeah.
Deep tissue, trying hard to using my elbow, you know? Yeah. But the guy said, oh, no, I don't want that hard. I just want a soft. Why don't you just go, like, really soft like this on my skin? So I said, okay. And then all of a sudden, they flip over, you know?
Yeah.
He flipped over.
They flip over, and they say, massage me in this area. I say, okay, slow. So, yeah, he wanted slow, gentle like this, and then he's hard.
What are you doing with that? Were you surprised or like, hey, man, all right, we're done here?
No, I'm pretty open-minded, you know? I'm like, okay, so this area... do you want something else?
Yeah. No, you asked that. She was looking for it in Nebraska, you remember?
Huh?
She was looking for it in Nebraska, but nobody was like that. Yeah.
No, I didn't ask for it. I don't know. I don't want it to be the one that aggressive. Hey, you want this?
Yeah,
I want them to ask for it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just go slow, you know, go to, like, around the area, slow, gentle. And they just put my hands on their dick.
At that point, was it violating massage parlor policies?
Yeah.
It was?
It was, yeah. But I don't know that.
Because it
was... I thought it's normal.
Well, there's different... I feel like there's different massage...
So I say tip? Big tip?
Big tip for big tip.
Did you get tipped pretty well that day?
Yeah.
How much was the first tip?
It's pretty high. I remember it's like $80.
Okay.
For a handy?
For a handy, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Did he ask for more? Like,
no, he didn't ask for more. At the beginning, I just like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing because I never gave out hand jobs before. That was my first time. My virginity taken by
like
my
in
client.
China, you don't be giving those out, right?
No, I've never worked in a massage place in China.
Well, in China, what was the...
I've never been to a massage place.
No, just in general, like, what was the
like
the sex.
The sex life.
Sex life in China. I don't know, I never...
The sex life in normal life or massage parlor life?
Normal life.
Normal life.
Yeah.
Normal life, you having sex. Like, I would say pretty simple, missionary.
Is there like no blowjob?
I didn't have a lot of experience, so I only had like my ex-boyfriend in China. So blowjob, I did give out blowjob, yeah, but I wasn't that good compared now.
Is that talked about?
You good?
Yeah.
We gotta figure that out.
Yeah, we gotta see.
Yeah, I'm the.
Maybe you can give me some tips.
Yeah, no, I'm like the blowjob like Guinness World Ranker, so you know.
Yeah, he lasts a long time. Yeah, and you know, I feel like there's always new dicks to explore.
Yeah, right. I feel like it's insult if a guy lasts too long.
Oh really?
I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe we should have done.
No,
kidding.
No, I'm serious. For me, I feel like guy lasts too long. It's just like I'm gonna. Asking myself, am I doing something wrong?
No, that's not you.
That he don't like.
If you're not using, if there's no teeth and like you're doing a good job, then it's usually the guy. The guy, like, they're probably thinking about other things. Maybe like something is happening to them in life. Yeah. So it's like, it's never really the girl unless if the girl's doing a good
maybe
job.
Maybe it
it's
feels really good, but then it's just like
he's trying so hard not to.
Yeah, he's trying. And
think about his grandma or something.
And maybe it feels just good enough where it's like it feels good, but it's not.
Good enough to
come. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, some guys aren't as sensitive over there, too.
Okay.
So
where are you sensitive?
Where? How do I get sensitive? I mean, where is the obvious spot. But I prefer actual sex. That's like, I think I come faster from sex than like blowjobs.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? Where are you sensitive?
With the cock inside of me.
Similar interest.
No, but what about, what turns you on before that?
Foreplay.
Yeah, foreplay.
Favorite foreplay.
Favorite foreplay?
Yeah.
Kissing? I don't know.
What about
to be honest, I think
the nipples.
Yeah, nipple sensitive. My nipple sensitive. Yeah.
The back of the neck.
No, I get ticklish on my neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, neck. No behind the ears.
I feel like you're doing like the boundary check right now.
Yeah, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes right now. Go on.
No. This is all for Gabe, actually.
Those are my questions.
What turns you on?
What turns me on?
Yeah, Jimmy, what turns you on?
I think the sensual touching. Yeah.
Oh, like a slow and goes around it.
Exactly.
Like that,
me too.
Like that, hey, Jimmy.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like the humor, like if you're just chatting with the guy, the humor, if he's funny,
yeah.
He has humor. Humor?
Humor.
Humor. Funny.
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
And he's a gentleman. That turns me on better than just go through to sex. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives little spice to get into like passionate sex.
You like passionate sex?
Well, like passionate and hardcore fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
But we have to have the passion to lead there.
Right. I have a question. What's the three things that turns you on?
From him?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
The eyes?
Mm-hmm.
The lips?
Okay.
The funniness?
The funniness. My favorite.
Yeah, I like guys can take over a conversation.
Okay.
Like, can hold the conversation because I'm a pretty boring person.
You're not boring.
Like, I feel like I'd be awkward to have a day, to go on a day that you feel
like.
Yeah,
why don't you hold a conversation for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes, okay.
Oh,
don't disappoint
date.
Me.
You too. Let's see. I feel like for dates, I like to know like what really makes you, right?
What makes me?
Yeah. So what do you like to do on your free time? Like, you have a Sunday off. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm really boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
How boring, though?
Like, really boring. Are you...
Take me through it.
It comes down to, like... So, for example, if I have my Sunday off, do I go out with my friends? Or what do I do on my own kind of Sunday? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like, hang out with friends kind of
by
Sunday?
Yourself.
By myself. Okay, so I would wake up, go to the gym.
Okay.
And
like
then go grocery shopping.
Okay.
Really bored.
That's not boring.
And
then
go lay by the pool.
Okay.
And go back and watch Netflix, order a Uber Eats,
mm-hmm.
and shower, go to sleep.
That sounds like a successful day.
It's so boring. Oh my god.
It's like time off to yourself, you know? Like, you know, off day, you don't have to like hike. You don't have to go to Disneyland.
Oh, I would rather go to Disneyland and hike. Because I don't have the guts to go out by myself.
But if somebody were to take you.
Yeah, I would definitely go.
Like if I were to take you on a hike or Disneyland.
I would love to go. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm a shy person. I feel...
Really? I didn't think that when I first met you.
Yeah. I'm a shy person and I'm afraid to go out by myself.
Okay.
Like I go shopping by myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like go out to restaurants, go out to Disney, hiking.
Yeah.
No,
by yourself?
I can't dump by myself.
Okay.
No.
I'll take you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Let's go to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yeah, I really want to go again.
I'm down. I've never been.
Yeah, you afraid of heights?
No, I love heights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's I love like those like roller coasters.
Yeah. I love heights too.
The like
especially crazy when you're looking down.
Yeah, the crazy ones. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite height is like looking down on somebody while something's happening. Yeah.
I get that. Okay.
That was so funny, Jimmy. I'm just sharing my interest.
I like that too.
You do like that?
I like low, actually. To look up.
You like looking up, yeah.
You like to look down. I like to look up.
What are the odds?
Oh my god.
We're a match made in heaven, if you ask me. All right, and then at nighttime, what are you doing at home? How do you set the scene? You throw on a Netflix, you order the Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, yeah.
Okay. What if I'm there, though? What changes?
We're gonna watch a scary movie. Okay. Do you like scary movies?
I like scary movies.
Do you get jump scared? Oh, yeah.
Like something pops up, you just...
Oh, yeah, crazy.
You know
I'll be jumping
thing?
Up.
Hold on.
No, what are you gonna scare me?
No. I think it'd be funny if we do a segment where I'm not here, you guys are right here, and then...
All of a sudden, you just pop up.
Well, no. I was gonna... Actually... Let's save it for the end. Let's get back to the podcast. I do want to continue this little date at the end of the podcast. Let's get into like okay. So
should we go back to the
massage parlor? Let's go back to the massage parlor.
Yeah.
I think
she's like, oh god.
Okay, at what point
have
did
you
start?
Never been to those kind of places? I don't believe that, Jimmy.
No, I mean, Gabe has.
That's
how you guys met at the party.
The sex party is arranged.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start going to those orgy lovemaking parties?
Oh no, you know that was my first one.
Really?
That was my first one too. Wow.
What happened there? Like after you guys met, like what went down?
I left.
Yeah. You just popped in for a little bit.
Sad.
Yeah,
I was there early, I think. Like around 10-ish. Uh-huh. 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Did someone pipe? Did someone... You didn't get...
Someone invited me, yeah.
Did you like...
Someone you worked with before?
Yeah. I fucked a guy that I shot a scene with. Yeah. Yeah. Because he has like test results. So
yeah,
I know
yeah.
he's clean.
Yeah.
But the rest people I didn't touch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
And I thought I have a shoe on the second day, so I, you know, I have to be aggressive, not to touch anybody, try to hold myself down.
Right. But being at that party, did you
fuck anybody?
No.
What's wrong?
that was my first one, too, right?
Were you nervous?
I wasn't, like, nervous. It's just the atmosphere was different. That was very different for me, that setting. And just being like in my boxers in front of like everybody was like also new. And the fact that it was a BBC one too.
Being nervous, bro.
No, but I was still.
That guy was pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's
but.
It's like.
I say.
This size. Yeah.
Yeah, not.
Well, I literally have a picture on my phone
swinging.
Of. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This big.
No, but I say I wasn't nervous because I was still like, I still went to go talk to her. I still went to go talk to other guys and stuff,
yeah.
right? Because did I seem nervous?
Oops.
Are you nervous?
I wasn't nervous.
Did I seem nervous too?
No, you don't seem nervous. I don't think so.
Like
were
at
you?
The party.
Were you nervous?
A little bit.
You don't seem nervous.
Mm.
I feel like in that setting, I don't know if I could get aroused. Like, I might not be nervous, but I might not get aroused because...
So many
just,
people is watching
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah, because, you know, usually it's sex is a... It's a private thing. You know, you feel more comfortable with just being one on one.
Jimmy, have you ever been to sex parties?
I have not.
Yeah.
I'm interested though. I want to go and see at first.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
So where do you like fuck?
Where in my room? What the fuck? In the car sometimes.
Really? That's
fun. And then occasionally, if me and
hotels.
Hotels. Oh.
Hotels are.
I love hotel sex. Yeah. It's
but wild. Who do you fuck?
Oh, just like my ex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jimmy just got a relationship.
Yeah, I just got a relationship. And then, yeah, like before me and her, like, even when we were like out and about, we might just, you know, go to a bathroom somewhere. We get turned
ooh,
on.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, the spontaneousness. Yeah.
Have that ever happened to you when you're at the restaurant and just eating, drinking with your girlfriend, and mm-hmm. then there's a hot girls next to you guys and talking to you guys, and you guys ended up to having sex? Has that ever happened to you?
With the other girls as well?
Yeah.
Well, what?
No.
Wait, do you want to share a story?
Like a threesome?
No,
I'm just wanted to share that I ever, like, I when I'm at the bar or a restaurant, I go talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, with a pretty couple, like a beautiful couple. I feel like they just seem so nervous to hook up.
All like a new couple.
Yeah. Like join them for a threesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm never success. You'll always fail.
Well, I feel really pretty nervous. Bad about it. Because they're nervous, Nicole. You have to...
Yeah.
You know, you have to have them, like, have them kiss first. You can't just go in there with so much of your, like, sexual energy. Like, oh, let's... like, you gotta let them... Yeah. You gotta be a host. You gotta let them hook up, and then maybe you join a little bit later.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with a guy, you know? Like you wanna make the guy... The girl makes the guy feel comfortable. Vice versa, you gotta make the couple feel comfortable. So now you gotta make both of them feel comfortable. Yeah. With each other in front of you.
Okay, so for example, right now, okay, you guys at a bar.
Yeah.
And then drinking.
Or two straight guys at a bar drinking.
No.
Why do you have to clear that?
No. Jimmy, you're with your girl, I'm with my girl.
Okay. No, there's no girl.
Oh, just me and him.
Guys.
Jimmy.
Yes. Okay. Just straight on brothers.
So right now, yeah. Shundies.
You guys are drinking at the bar. And then all of a sudden, two girls coming up to you guys say, hey, do you guys want to hook up? Would you go or would you say,
Yeah.
If I like, give you the looking down, I like you, yeah.
I'll do that. I see. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
See, that's the thing. I have never success either.
Because what most people are intimidated, right? Most people would need some conversation. Right.
Yeah.
So how about you practice? You practice on me. I need some conversation.
I'm really bad with conversation. I like just go straight to it.
but I think you could do some like touch space. Like get to know them, their name.
Oh, the guy's gonna like you.
How you doing?
have you?
So take us through.
Nobody wanted to hear boring stories.
I mean, is that all you got? Just boring stories?
Yeah, I'm pretty boring, yeah.
I mean, can we get into, how the porn thing started?
Oh, yeah. So, I was in a whorehouse fucking this guy.
wait, can you say that in, like, PG terms?
Yeah. Like,
I was... One of the days I go to work, and then all of a sudden it just happened. This guy turned me on, and I really feel like we have a chemistry.
I like this version.
And then we started making out. I mean, he really turns me on. We made love, of course.
Mm.
And after that, both of us were having a great time. So he said I was pretty good on bed.
On the bed?
She's trying very hard.
I
appreciate
it.
It shows. You're doing good.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
I can tell who he, like, I know where he work. He have a great job.
Okay.
So he suggests me to have, because I was so good, and I'm kind of pretty.
You're pretty.
So he said that I could, like, creating...
Videos.
No, at the time, he just said pictures.
Okay.
He wants to do a photo shoot with you.
No, he said you can be a creator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What year was this?
Like a corn creator?
Yeah, corn.
Corn,
yeah.
Corn. Yeah.
What year was
corn.
This?
No, at the beginning he didn't say corn.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the beginning he said model.
Yeah, modeling. Creator, modeling. Just post my photos online and people will buy it.
Is it naked pictures?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
We can say naked.
So that was 2018.
Okay.
Oh, pretty recent. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty recent.
So you were, where were you posting it? On like Reddit?
No, at the time, there's a platform called Patreon.
Patreon. On the Patreon?
On the Patreon, yeah. So that's the time Patreon allows nudities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they did back then?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
And then one day you just wake up and then they started banning you because you posting new photos. Yeah.
What were you making off of the Patreon stuff?
I was making pretty good money. Uh-huh. I was surprised. At the beginning, I thought, who would buy my photo?
Right. Mm-hmm. How did you advertise yourself? How did you market?
Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at that point, it was just pictures.
It was just pictures.
Okay.
I would get like a lot of fans join my Patreon.
Yeah.
And that's where when it go started for like go wild. Because fans would ask me, oh, can you make some video for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were tipping you a lot of money at this
they
point.
They were tipping me a lot of money to make
videos.
Loving videos.
Loving videos.
Making love videos.
Self-loving videos.
Is it self-loving videos or is it
partner? Self-loving videos at the beginning.
Okay. Mm.
And then partner making love videos at the second. Oh my God.
I can imagine the title. Buy my partner making love self group bonding videos of making love.
Fuck you, YouTube.
Yeah, fuck you. You see these loopholes we gotta go through? Because we can't just say porn clips?
Oh, man. Now, at what point did you transition to the hub or an Xbox?
Oh, at that point, I was making great money for.
What's great
just
money?
50K.
I would say a little bit more than that.
per month or per year?
Per year, yeah.
Okay.
Better than that, because I was just starting.
Like a lot better than that or better than that?
Better than that,
okay.
Yeah, better than that.
Gotcha. That's good for your first.
Yeah.
For your first year, just posting pictures and a little bit of.
Yeah, I was surprised. The videos making that much money. So that's when I like, okay. We might release this
to the world.
To the world.
Yeah. Now,
more,
at this
more
point,
people need to be happy.
So now, you're by yourself in New York City. Were you scared? Like, I feel like you have this level of like confidence and fearlessness, right? You're not scared of anything.
Wow, I moved to New York to Chinatown, so like everybody speaks Chinese, so I wouldn't.
Now, do the neighbors know you as the like, oh, she's that girl, she's the lovemaking girl? What were you telling your friends or your neighbors? Like,
oh, all my friends know, but I wouldn't tell my neighbors what I do.
Okay, your friends knew about this.
Yeah, my friends know what I do.
What were their thoughts at first?
I go get it. Do whatever you love.
You like that?
What about your parents? Are you still?
Oh, no! I still talk to them, yeah.
What would you tell them?
I'm a real estate agent. No, which is true.
Okay.
I have a real estate
license
in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to have, like, doing lovemaking videos on the internet has no effect on like real, like being a real estate agent.
Well, I just have the license. So real estate agents, you work for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't sell anything. I didn't rent anything.
Yeah.
After I started doing corn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So back in
Shandong. If I go back to New York and start selling houses and people recognize me, I don't know how that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be
a scene.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you come with the house?
It depends on how much you pay.
You're of course.
You want to shoot for property sex with me?
Property?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to think.
Yeah.
Are you the talent?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm the...
No way.
He's the male lead.
Yep.
I don't believe that.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, let's do it.
I already did a scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
It's coming out soon.
I can tell if he's joking or not.
Yeah. Oh, you'll know.
Are you serious?
No, I never joke.
A video will make you happy.
I take my job very seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to make a video together.
Okay.
Like a Qingdao.
We gotta get an Airbnb.
Qingdao.
That looks like it's in China.
Yeah. China and we only speak. We only. Hey. 你好。
你好，漂亮。
这个房子，我还挺喜欢。
是吗？
对。
啊。
Well, you're selling me the house, right?
你要买吗？
我不不不不不知不一定，不一定。
你买房子，我天天都会来看望你。
哇，真的，
真的，
天天。
对。
天
天晚上过来看望你。
晚上，对。
对。
我晚上会很累。
我可以让你很快乐的。
She good.
She's good. She, I'm taking a buying that shit. Hey, cash.
Oh, 行，现在就买，现在就买。
Should we go back to the making love group passionate story
party between you guys?
Yeah, did we finish that?
Okay, let's finish that. Like, well, okay, Gabe, why don't you tell your rendition of the story?
All right, so we before that we were in Stockton because we were filmed a video with Kazumi. That's coming out soon. It should be out by the time this is out.
Wait, hold on. We were filming a video with Kazumi? When?
Yeah, before I met you at the
party. No, a YouTube video. No, no, like...
Oh, not me. Okay. Yeah. I was like... No. Yeah.
So we drove back, and then Kazumi told me she was going, because she wanted to take me to the Kinky Rabbit one. And I was like, I'm down. But then she was like, oh, there's also one tonight if you want to come. And I was like, sure, I'll go to this one, and like it'll help me prepare for the Kinky Rabbit one. So I was like, sure. And then she was like, oh, it's a BBC one. And I was like, ah, I'm only half B. So, yeah, we're going to see. So I went. And then I showered. And then I just immediately went out. And then I went there. And it's just in like a sketchy neighborhood. And I was like, oh, okay.
It is kind of sketchy.
It was in downtown LA.
Mm-hmm. It was like Arts District. It was Yeah. I found parking. I had like a fake trench coat because it was a trench coat BBC party. Went up to the wherever it is. I don't want to dox it and everything. And then it was just... I walked in and I just opened the door and I just see like three black dudes just like look at me confused. And they're like, they think I'm like an Uber Eats delivery person. So
that was funny.
But yeah, they're like, yo, what are you doing here? I was like, oh yeah, I'm here. Kazumi. I'm Kazumi's plus one. Like whatever. I'm like trying to look for her so she could like, you know, get these guys to get me in.
What was the vibes? What did you first see into the door?
Just darkness. And then on the sides, it was just like chains.
Like red lights?
No. Uh-huh. It was like, so when you first walk in, it's like a mini living room hallway. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the doorway to the actual spot.
Okay.
And then that was like pretty dark. And then the hallway was pretty lit up. And then there's three dudes there. And then on the walls, I saw like the chains, the stuff.
The whip.
And I was like, yeah, I'm at the right spot.
Yeah.
And then Kazumi comes, whatever. I'm in. I just start chatting with the guys. They're cool. Once they realized like I was supposed to be there, like I was invited there. Like, right. They were cool and everything.
Okay.
And then one dude just pulled up on me, and then he was just like, you gotta take all this off. All right?
And yeah, then, I know.
Yeah, you know which
guy I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I know which guy, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, what's the point of a trench coat party if I'm just gonna get like stripped once I walk in? So I just go straight into my boxers and I'm just like, word. And then I walk in.
Everybody's in their boxers?
No.
No, they're just walking around naked.
Yeah, there are some people naked.
Hanging out.
So, yeah. Wait, so the boxers like was the most clothing that anybody wore at that party?
To some. Like from people first walking, like maybe some people don't want to come in just to like you know, do the deed and stuff. Yeah. So some girls like came in like clothed and stuff. Uh-huh. But then, like, some girls came and, like, you know.
Well, so, for the people that actually went inside, like who was fully clothed? Who was?
Most of the guys were there to participate in the activities.
Yeah.
So, it was one.
What was
dude.
The ratio?
Ratio was pretty calm. It was, like, just a little bit more guys than girls. Right?
I think, a lot of guys more than girls.
I think when you came, it got worse. No. You guys helped the ratio, too. It was definitely a lot more guys than girls.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, for, like, every 20 guys, it was probably, like, 11 girls. So, like, more than half guys. Right?
That many girls?
Yeah.
You feel like it was less? It was less girls?
I feel less girls, more
I think
guys.
When you came, because when I was there, I was like, why did I take off all my clothes? Because when I walked in, I saw, like, a group of five girls, like, still wearing clothes. And then they all just left at a certain point.
Yeah.
And then that's when it became majority guys. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just there like, word, okay, this is...
There's mad BBCs around me.
It's an open bar. Oh, yeah, dudes, it was his first time. Like, we're just chatting about, like, our first, like, being here for the first time. Yeah. And he's just wearing a trench coat and just naked under.
Yeah.
And he just had his meat out just, like, walking around and shit, just, like, turning while he turns.
Did
I'm like, bro, this is your first time?
Did it slap you?
I had to, like, dodge that shit. I was like, hold on, somebody called him? He turned around? I'm like, whoa, shit. Weave. And I'm like, this is your first time, bro? You out here just bricked up, walking around.
He was bricked up?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, semi-bricked up, yeah.
He Were was you just feeling up?
It. Nah.
Bricked up means?
Like, hard.
Oh, hard. Yeah.
And then I'm just chatting. I was with Kazumi. Kazumi brought me her man's Christian, too. I was like, I only knew those two. So now I was just starting to get to get to know other people there. I was drinking a lot because I was like, I'm going to need some drinks to
loosen up. Oh, yo.
Yeah. Good thing I drank because then I'm just chatting. I remember there were just like girls.
Nobody just ever come to you, just put your pants down and start sucking you.
No, you should have done that.
I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm gonna make it up.
I'm sure.
At this point, you just started watching everybody.
No, it was like there wasn't a time where everybody was participating.
Oh, okay.
So I think like always like 30 or 40% of the people are doing the activities.
30 to 40, interesting.
Because there's like futons, there's like couches, there's like one bed, there's like a thing by the window where
you
can.
So what was the other 60, 70% of people?
Just chatting, just drinking, probably just watching.
Uh-huh.
Just flirting, like getting to know everybody. There's mingling as well. It's not just everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, damn. I looked around and I was like, no offense to people there, but nobody was like really like my type that like I was like interested to talk to.
Oh, the girls?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And then Nicole walked in. And I was like, oh, thank God. Whew. That's why I came to talk to you. I was like, what the? This beautiful little thing just walked in.
This little snack just came something. In here.
Yeah. So after you finished doing what you was doing, she got. I heard her from across the room. I was like, oh man, that shit.
Man, you should have you know went over there and just you know.
No, I didn't know the norms of it and stuff. I didn't want to just. I don't know what was like.
I mean, you could be on the side just rubbing your meat.
Yeah, I remember there's a black guy come up to me and said, hey, you wanna, you know, give me the eye, you wanna suck this thing? And I was like, no.
Really?
Yeah, just because I had a shoe on the second day. Okay. And I don't know him.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's tested or not. So.
Yeah, but I didn't know like the norms of like, you know, I just knew it was very consent heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just didn't. So I spent it like very passive. But then when I met her, I was like, no, I gotta talk to her. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I started talking to you.
Yeah.
And then, you want to take over the story?
And then we just talked. And then I left.
No, I was a little upset because when we were talking, I remember you were like...
I was rubbing you?
Yeah, you were giving me the free massage parlor touch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you turned me on, you know?
Yeah, no, you turned me on too. Well, actually, not at that moment. Because I was just
not
so...
Not at that moment.
Yeah, I was just so scarce. Overwhelmed.
Okay,
not
so
scared,
many guys.
Scared. Yeah, but it was just very stimulating. Just being in that setting for the first time.
So.
Yeah. So I was.
So she
I was
got
a little,
to rubbing. She got to.
Yeah.
She got to the massage.
And I was like, yo, why am I not getting hard right now?
You're not
find,
getting hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, obviously.
Yeah,
I find
I remember
you.
That. I was like, oh. I was pretty disappointed. I was like, oh my God, you don't like me? Okay.
No, then I had to reassure her. I had to reassure her that you know I was interested in stuff. And then that's when I was like, yo, let's get you on the podcast.
Yeah, let's have some conversation first before
we. Because I guess me personally, I'm not the type, at least at this moment, to just go to a party and just get. Like there's like a stage where I gotta get comfortable. I gotta like talk to the girl. I saw guys just getting hard just from watching. Like me, like I need like a little bit of foreplay. I need like some kissing, some like sensual stuff, touching, all that stuff. And then like when I'm feeling
gay.
It.
No, I'm just kidding.
I guess.
Whoa, you make me nervous. What happens if I'm not good?
You'll be good.
I don't know. No, you just gotta
do the massage.
Yeah, yeah.
You just gotta hit the massage one time.
I mean, it's good if you're nervous though, right? I gotta have you on your toes. Can't be too comfortable.
No, I changed my mind.
About what?
No, I'm not changing my mind to have a, you know, like, yeah. Like afterwards. I mean, I'm changing my mind what I said before. I'd rather fuck guy that just straight on. I don't want to have a conversation with them.
Because
when you have a conversation with them, you
fall
know more
love.
About them. Then you feel like, what happened if I'm not good, you know?
Really?
I'd rather just go
what
straight on.
If you're not
on.
Good with the conversation?
No, like, if the more I know him, the more I will be thinking about in my head.
Oh, you don't want to catch feelings?
You don't want to catch feelings for the guy you fuck with.
It's okay, we'll keep it casual. Yeah, I won't ask you any deep questions. It'll just be like playful talk, like flirting. I like flirting.
Flirting.
Okay. Yeah. Or at least like when it happens, it's got to like work up to it. Because I could just meet you, I could have just met you there. And then like if we would have started kissing and stuff, like I probably would have been able to do it then. But I just didn't know the norms for parties. So I didn't want to come off as creepy to anybody. I didn't want to like overstep.
Right.
Plus, I was a Kazumi didn't tell me anything. She gave me like no tips. She just threw me in there.
What was your like best hookup story? Like something in your fantasy that was like, wow, that was really hot.
In my fantasy.
Or no, like what happened to you in real life that you were like, wow, that was really hot.
There's a one time in New York.
Uh-huh.
I went on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
On a rooftop. I remember it's a pandemic. During the pandemic. So we I met this guy on a rooftop of Arlo Hotel in Midtown, on the rooftop. Because of pandemic, so there is still people on the rooftop, but not a lot, not crowded, not crazy.
Yeah.
So we were just talking, sitting on the sofa. All of a sudden, you know, he just come and put his hands on my leg. I just got turned on, and then we had a sex on the rooftop.
With people watching?
Not with people. We find the angles too high.
I like stuff like that.
But yeah, it just like it's something that you're not planning, but it happens.
Spontaneous.
It just, oh my god, it's so hot. It turns me on, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I like the thrill of like, there's a chance you could get caught.
I know,
and you're not supposed to be there doing it, but like we're not just out in the open, but we're kind of like hidden, like somebody could just walk by.
But people were there.
Yeah. No, that I think that makes me more turned on as well. It adds to it.
That was the best one.
Well, I feel like that's the one that you're not planning, but it happened.
Right.
But the rest it's all planned. Like, oh, we're going to have sex.
Okay. Yeah, I get turned on the most when it's just, like, very spontaneous.
Yeah. Like, not planned, but sex was really good.
What was the worst you ever had?
That would be my Hinge day.
Oh.
Where, in LA or New York?
In New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Okay, how'd that go?
Yeah. I was trying to find a man on Hinge.
Yeah.
So that didn't go well.
Did you message him like, let's fuck right away?
No. So it's during the pandemic too. Cause I feel like during pandemic, I'm so horny. I can't find people. Everybody's quarantined.
Everybody's
Where's
horny.
Where's my dick?
I knew I should have expanded my radius on Hinge back then.
You really should have.
I would have seen a call and I'm like, whew.
Damn. Should have been at Forest Hills, bro.
I should have.
Yeah. Should be at Forest Hills.
I will now though. I'll be there.
Oh man.
So I went on a date with him in Midtown in a bar. We're just chatting because he doesn't turn me on at all.
Like physically?
Like he's hot. I mean, he's looking. How he look on the outside, he turns me on. That's my type. I like it. Yeah, I wouldn't go out with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But just the conversation.
It wasn't stimulating. It wasn't like fun.
Yeah, he was talking about his work. Like I'm during the middle of the pandemic. Really, we want to talk about work.
Like we both sexually frustrated. Let's get to it already.
Well, is he? I mean, he wasn't asking you any questions. He wasn't asking like, "Oh, what do you do?"
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So, but mostly just himself. He talked about work, his boss, whatever. You know. And then
Drinking? Were you guys?
Yeah,
you guys...
we were drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, let's just get this over with. I wanted to have a sex. So we had a sex.
Wow, how did you get there?
Oh, we went to his home.
Okay.
We didn't really have a sex. He come while I blow him. I'm like, okay.
Damn. That sucks.
And then.
So I went home, And then that's not so bad, you know? Like, I didn't have a sex. I was a little disappointment, but that wasn't so bad. But I wasn't planning on the second day.
Right.
But what comes after, he texts me, he said, do you want us to tell me anything? Like, I'm not planning to go on a second date with you. What are you going to ask me now?
Uh-huh.
He said, do you want us to tell me about your OnlyFans?
What the hell? That guy's weird.
What did you tell him?
So, support. What?
He just dropped the
link. Support me.
He just dropped the link.
Yeah.
You're welcome for the free trial. You gave him a free trial.
What else you want? Subscribe.
Wow, I think he was just like maybe looking for like a super wholesome Christian girl.
Oh, and man. What's on your Hinge profile? Can I see?
Oh no, I deleted that profile after him. Because I feel like he was judging what I do. Like I have OnlyFans, so I just deleted it right afterwards. Yeah.
Don't let him judge you.
Was that your only Hinge day?
That was my only Hinge day, yeah. Yeah, and that happened. And then I deleted my Hinge.
What did he do? What was his profession? Field of work?
Wall Street.
Damn. These Wall Street guys be fucking boring, huh?
Yeah, but
they be ruining
he's hot on the outside, so yeah, it make it up for him, yeah. I feel like when we go on date, we see how they look first, and then, right? What's your type? What's your type?
On a date?
You.
Oh. What's your type?
He answered for me.
Now my type, a real type, it's like
what do you mean real type? I'm a fake type.
My answer stays. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just gonna describe you somewhere.
He did all this for the podcast.
No, no,
I'm
actually,
sorry, Gabe.
Come on, I told you he was my type when you walked in. All right. But let me describe you or describe more of my type.
Okay, your okay. real type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You're going to hear a lot of things about you as well. Yeah. Definitely a little shorter. If she's taller, that's fine.
Hoop but my earrings, type, blonde.
Yeah, yeah. Chinese takeout t-shirt. nipples definitely hard. I like that. Ripped jeans, white socks.
I have a question. Actually, no, go, Gabe. You go first.
All right, just to be quick, my type... I like people that are, like, very themselves. You say you're nervous, but, like, you're very comfortable with, like, yourself.
Not it's, really. Like,
yeah, but you're out on the podcast. You're still, like, laughing. You're, like, giggity and stuff. So you're, like, giving back energy. Most people are just, like, a wall. You know, you ask a question, they just...
Answer the yeah. question.
Yeah, they just answer the question, but yeah. they don't,
that's
they
what
don't
I
bounce
did.
Back. No, you. But you're very playful, too, though. You're not just sitting there just waiting for people to ask you questions. You're very, like, playful and stuff. Definitely petite girls. Asian girls. Is up there. Chinese takeout t-shirts once again.
Chinese takeout?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Girls who actually order Chinese takeout for us. Girls who like to eat Chinese takeout. Girls who
name starts with an N.
So obvious.
Yeah, you can't make it too obvious. Girls who are...
Lived in Nebraska. Girls who... No, I'm kidding.
Yo, yeah,
wait, what's your type?
Funny. Can hold a conversation.
Okay.
Smart. Generous.
Like, you don't have a specific, like, racial preference, right?
What's racial mean?
Like ethnicity.
Like, you only like white guys, you only like Asian guys, you only like...
I'm not racist.
It's not racist, it's just preference.
Preference.
Yeah, yeah. Like, your type, you know? It goes with the type.
Yeah.
What are some physical things about a guy that you like?
I don't like bulky guys that have, like, packs. I mean, it looks hot, but I feel like they're just robots. They look like robots.
They look like
robots? Like robots?
Like, because they're so bulky, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't like a guy that just...
But it turns you on, though, no?
I mean, regular guy turned me on.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Like, normal guy with the glasses. Holy shit, I don't mean to say that. Like, normal nerd guy. Like, nerdy guys. I like nerdy guys.
Yeah, I'm a nerdy guy.
Like,
You saw that pillow, like, you know what you were getting yourself into.
Yeah, I like nerdy guys with the glasses. I don't know, just nervous nerdy guys. I like it, because...
Yeah,
but the nerdy guys can hold conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
The evolved ones.
Yeah, I don't like a guy that aggressive. Like, yo, what's up, mommy? Yeah, get your drink. You know? Like, you go to the bar, you meet those kind of guy all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's there are guys like that, yeah.
I like the nervous guys, like, can I get you a drink? You know?
But
I feel
still
like
trying.
That's pretty cute.
They're still trying.
They're trying, but they're nervous. I feel like that's cute.
That turns you on.
Yeah. But I like it.
Okay. Let's do a segment right now where we're going to put the AirPod in your ear. We're going to stimulate a date, right?
Okay, and a date.
Yeah, in Chinese.
All right, Jimmy, you ready?
我可以suck你的titty吗?
我可以suck你的titty吗? You're not gonna reply?
可以啊.
我可以亲亲.
我可以亲.
The nipple.
你的 nipple.
Yeah, 可以啊.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
或者你亲我一下.
What?
My god, worst day
你,
ever.
你亲, no, I'm here with you. One more, Jimmy, just keep saying that until I get it.
你亲我一下可以吧?
你亲我一下可以吧?
Oh my god.
How's that?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty
what'd
good.
I say? Oh, that's what I asked for? I didn't even know what I asked for.
你可以亲我的鸡鸡吗?
Okay, now I know what you said.
你可以亲我的鸡鸡?
What?
你可以亲我的鸡鸡行吗?
你可以亲我的鸡鸡?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What I asked for?
Yeah, of course.
Right now?
Are we gonna do it?
Do you have any questions for me?
你的鸡巴有多长?
What should you say, Jimmy?
Yeah.
You a bad translator.
五个英尺.
That's it?
你可以摸摸我的鸡鸡吗?
你的耐力有多久?
5分钟.
5分钟.
你叫什么名字?
你可以摸摸我的鸡.
你可以摸摸我的鸡鸡吗? 摸摸的鸡鸡吗?
可以啊.
你现在摸摸.
你现在摸摸. Do you understand? No?
你.
你现在摸摸我的鸡鸡.
哎呀, this is so simple. Oh my god.
What was it? What did you say?
This.
Oh, rub it.
Yeah,
okay.
This. Yeah.
Okay.
This. Yeah.
No. You gotta ask me to do stuff now.
Okay. 我想要你吸吮你的手指。
Jimmy?
Put your finger in your mouth. Suck your thumb like how a baby sucks like a pacifier.
我好喜欢你的嘴唇。厚厚的嘴唇，好性感哦！我想要你咬你的唇。
Alright, go kiss her, bro.
Is that what she said? No, she gave me a look.
脱掉你的上衣。
Yo, take your shirt off.
你多大了？你喜欢吃什么？
我喜欢吃你的，吃你的嘴瓶。
What she want? She need a 嘴贴。你好漂亮。
谢谢，你也很帅啊！我喜欢你的眼睛这样的看着我啊，好性感啊、
哦、！He's not helping me anymore.
好性感啊！
嗯、
你知道我现在想要做什么吗
？Oh yeah.
我现在就想亲吻你的厚嘴唇。
嗯
嗯，
那你过来吗？你过来，快点过来吗？
你过来吗？
我想要把你的上衣脱下去
啊，
把
你
的裤子
那
你脱下来，
脱下来，快点脱下来吗？
快点脱下来吗？
你觉得我这样不停的揉啊揉啊，你觉得多久可以让你勃起？
继续继续
继续继续。
我想要你的肉棒棒，我想要吃，好想要吃啊！你可不可以给我？
你现在先摸一下，现在先摸一下可以吗？
你先脸睡一下。
我想要你的精液，我想要你射到我的嘴巴里。
哎呀
呀！I have no idea what I just said.
I have no idea what you're saying. I just know you're saying it in a very sexual way.
Yeah, it is yeah. Very sexual way.
Is it?
把我裤子脱下来。
我的裤子脱一脱呀。Bro, every time I say something, she gives me the weirdest face. She's like, what the fuck are you saying?
I have no idea what he's saying.
把我裤子脱下来。
把脱的快脱了。
Oh、
你来蹭我吗？
<You're losing
laughs> 我好想要啊、
oh.
我好想要啊、
oh, OK, oh, we had an enemy.
你想要什么东西、啊、
你看什么
你想要什么东西
你想要什么东西
钱
我没有钱
我没有钱
你想要我的鸡鸡吗
我想要你的狗
嗯
我有很大的狗
我会很大的狗
有多大呀 show me
alright yo just take your fingers and just show her like the width or the length
嗯 the length
yeah just show her with your fingers like how big your dick is
length
yeah so、oh,
你喜欢吗
不喜欢
and then
放到你的嘴里边
放你的嘴你里边
里边
里边
好可以啊
What does that mean?
Tell her to basically get her knees with your hands 我会说中文、啊、
我是中国人
你是中国人啊
对、
yeah.
我是北京人
我是北京人
讲个北京话呗讲个北京话呗、
嗯、可以啊
可以啊
你喜欢吃烤鸭吗
我喜欢
我也喜欢
嗯
我喜欢吃你的腚
我喜欢吃你的腚
腚腚我
腚腚我
我喜欢吃你的腚
我喜欢吃Yo, stop laughing and tell me.
我想吃你的腚。
我喜欢吃你的腚。
腚？
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 我的腚。
我想吃你的。
Alright, so 腚 in Chinese, I don't know what that means. That's not one of the body part. But in Qingdao dialogue, 腚 means ass. So is that what he mean?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
腚。
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.我喜欢
Alright Jimmy
Alright just have a date with her bro just take it from there
Okay
We're done for this?
We're done with the earpiece stuff
Okay
What do you feel about his Chinese?
Terrible
Excuse me?
Well, I can understand a couple of, like, sentence.
Yeah. But this is a very interesting episode. What this is different. This
is one, it good different or bad different?
It's great. Very different.
There's a lot to work with.
But great. Please check out Nicole Doshi. Run up her numbers on videos and Hub and fans.
And spread the slutty words to the world.
All right. And then there's going to be a lot of content on Fan House that we cannot put in.
We cannot.
So please subscribe to the Fan House to see all that. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Gabe for being back. We're going to have Gabe hop back on more podcasts.
Yeah, comment down if you want to see more Gabe.
Yeah, obviously.
You want to see more Gabe?
Yeah.
Gabe, why don't you show her what the magic happens?
The magic happens.
You want a room tour?
Yeah, give her a room
tour. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Once magic happens.
You don't know what magic means?
I know what magic means, but once magic happens?
I'm a magician. They call me Harry Potter the Third.
I only watch Harry Potter the First.
Oh, well, come watch.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.